Kiss Me, I'm a Lycanthrope by Cleo JLH, read by X-Men Hater. The gift started just after Styles left for college. Derek wasn't really expecting much for his birthday. An e-card from Cora, maybe. So he was surprised to get a small package from some company he didn't recognize. Inside was a shiny silver travel coffee mug that said, World's Number One Alpha, in black letters. Styles picked up on the first ring. Hey, birthday boy, he said. Come back for more? Because I'm on my way to class, but I can give you a rain check. No, Derek said, and he could feel his face heating up. They'd had video chat sex earlier in the morning, which was pretty great and really enough of a gift already. I got your other present. Oh, do you like it? I would if I thought you believed it, he said. What? Well, maybe if it said number one cocksucker. If it said that, you couldn't use it in public, Styles paused. Or around my dad. Or anyone we know. Yeah, but I believe you meant it and weren't being a dick. What? I'm not... There was a muffled sound for a moment, and then the background was suddenly much quieter, and Styles' voice hushed. I'm not being a dick. Styles, Derek said. Scott. Scott? Scott's an outlier, a once in 100 years. You can't even put him on the chart without throwing the whole thing out of whack. Derek could almost hear him shaking his head. Do we need to have that conversation again about you comparing yourself unfairly to other people? No, Derek said, jaw clenched. Are you going to pout now? Would it make you feel better if I meant it as a fake it till you make it motivational tool? Maybe, Derek said. All right. I have to go to econ now, but I'm going to call you when I get out of class, and you are not going to pout on your birthday, okay? Okay, said Derek. If you're still pouty, I'll just strip for you again. Derek smiled a little then, because the striptease, well, he suspected it hadn't gone quite as Styles had wanted it to. Don't want you to hurt yourself. Jokes at my expense mean you're fine, but I'm still calling you in an hour. Fine, Derek said. Fine, Styles said and hung up. Derek set his phone down and picked up the mug. It was good quality, heavy in his hand. Fake it till you make it had actually been pretty much a disaster the first time he tried it, but he had more help these days, so... Yeah, he could do that, maybe. The Father's Day present was equally unexpected, because he wasn't even a dad. And yet, there it was, a dark green t-shirt that said, I make adorable werewolves. Erica saw it and was enraged. I am not adorable, thank you very much, she said. I am, Isaac said. Derek left them to it and called Styles, who was back in town doing some cub reporter thing at the local NPR station. Father's Day. Why not? Styles said. Also, you insulted Erica. Kind of unavoidable. What about Boyd? He hasn't seen it yet. Styles paused and then said, So, will you wear it for me later? I don't see why not. The color isn't bad. Then he thought for a moment and closed his eyes. You got the shirt a size too small, didn't you? What would be the point otherwise? Styles replied. After that, it became a thing. Sporadically, on random holidays, Derek would get some kind of weird personalized gift. One 4th of July, he got a grilling apron that said, King of the Tiny Werewolf Oven, and had to ask Scott what that even meant. On Arbor Day, he got a thing to hang in the car window with a picture of a tree that said, I'd rather be running through the woods. Labor Day one year brought a mouse pad emblazoned with a gold star that said, You always tried, even though Derek owned a laptop with a trackpad and didn't even have a mouse. He put it in his home office anyway. Styles was actually there with him when he got one of the presents. He'd just traded in the Toyota for a model with a little more off-road capability, since the Jeep had finally driven down its last dirt road. Which was fine, it had lasted long enough to bring Styles back and forth to college for 4 years, and get them out of any number of sticky situations, and the steering wheel had a pride of place in their garage. It wasn't an actual holiday, was the thing, and yet in the mail was an envelope that Styles handed to Derek, with a little too much ceremony for it not to have come from him. Inside was a bumper sticker that said, My other car has 4 paws. Yeah? Styles asked, eager. Yeah? Aren't I a genius? Styles, this doesn't make any sense, Derek said. My other car is not me. My other car is your car. It's a metaphor, Styles said, scowling. Your other car is never a car. It's a sailboat or roller skates or a Firefly class light transport. Dude, it's like you've never sat in traffic surrounded by other people's dumb bumper stickers. I don't really pay attention to them, Derek said. He hated traffic, hated being stuck on 80 coming back from the beach and not being able to just go. And Styles knew this because he'd always launch into some ridiculous story to distract him. I'm usually just listening to you talk. Well, that's how it works, Styles said. So, yes, your other car is you. It's still weird, Derek said, but he tacked it up on the wall of the garage anyway. The last gift came on no particular day at all, but a random Tuesday in January. They'd slowed down in the years after Styles moved in, anyway, stopped entirely after they were married. He'd actually forgotten the telltale look of the gift packaging from the weird mail kiosk that Styles favored, and felt a wave of nostalgia for those first gifts, way back when. This time it was a real ceramic mug, black, that said, Father of Twins, a.k.a. Stud, in dark blue script. He walked into the kitchen where Styles was making himself a grilled cheese. What is this? Looks like a mug, Styles said, taking it from him. They did a pretty good job, too, seeing as it was a rush order. But what does that mean? Styles gave him that look when he wondered how Derek lived in the world. He turned off the stove and put the sandwich on a nearby plate. It means I just got the call yesterday morning, so they had less than 24 hours to turn it around. You know, a job that is rushed. You got the call, Derek said, and his mouth went dry. You mean a confirmation call? Styles nodded. From our doctor? Yep, he said. I almost got the one that said, I ain't shooting blanks, but given her history with guns, it kinda felt wrong. Derek sat down limply on one of the stools at the kitchen counter. Are you all right? Styles asked, cocking his head. He nodded slowly, then realized that he was smiling. No, grinning. It wasn't like they hadn't been trying. It was a whole process. But somehow he'd been working so hard not to get his hopes up that he'd lost sight of it entirely. We're going to be a family, he said. That's how it works, Styles said. He moved into the V of Derek's legs and clasped his arms at the nape of Derek's neck. So if I told you now that you were the world's number one alpha, would you believe me? Yeah, Derek said. I guess I would. Good. By the way, you get me anything that says greatest mom on it and I will cut your balls off. Too easy, Derek said. How about boxers that say kiss me, I'm human? You already do that, Styles said. In fact, you should probably be doing it now. Derek did get him the boxers, and eventually a t-shirt that said, Lacrosse Mom. His balls remained intact enough to father a few more kids. The end.